podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach as we conclude chapter 32 today with verse 24. Whoever keeps the law preserves himself, and whoever trusts in the Lord shall not be put to shame. We ask two questions today. How does keeping the law of the Lord preserve oneself? And why is trusting the Lord important in preserving oneself? How does keeping the law of the Lord preserve oneself? Keeping the law of the Lord, which includes following His commandments and teachings, helps individuals live righteous and moral lives. By obeying God's instructions, one can avoid sin and its consequences, leading to a more fulfilling and purposeful life. Following the law of the Lord also brings blessings and protection from God, preserving oneself from harm and spiritual corruption. Why is trusting the Lord important in preserving oneself? Trusting in the Lord means having faith in His promises, providence, and guidance. When one trusts in God, they rely on His wisdom, strength, and sovereignty to overcome challenges and trials. Trusting in the Lord allows individuals to surrender their worries and fears to Him, knowing that He is in control of all situations. This trust in God's faithfulness and love provides comfort and security, ensuring that one will never be put to shame or disappointed by their reliance on Him. The phrase, "whoever keeps the law of the Lord preserves himself," emphasizes the importance of following the teachings and commandments found in the Bible. Keeping the law of the Lord means living a life that is in alignment with God's will and principles. By obeying God's commands and living according to His word, individuals are able to preserve themselves from negative consequences of sin and disobedience. The law of the Lord provides guidelines for how to live a righteous and moral life. It teaches individuals how to treat others with love and respect, how to make wise decisions, and how to avoid temptation and sin. By following the law of the Lord, individuals are able to protect themselves from the harmful effects of sin and wrongdoing. Preserving oneself through keeping the law of the Lord also means living a life that is pleasing to God. By obeying His commands and following His teachings, individuals are able to cultivate a close relationship with God and experience His blessings and favor in their lives. Preserving oneself in this way allows individuals to experience the peace, joy, and fulfillment that comes from living a life that is in harmony with God's will. On the other hand, the phrase, "whoever trusts the Lord will never be put to shame," speaks to the importance of placing one's faith and confidence in God. Trusting the Lord means believing in His promises, relying on His strength, and surrendering control of one's life to Him. By trusting in the Lord, individuals are able to experience His faithfulness, provision, and protection in their lives. Trusting the Lord means having confidence that He will never let us down or abandon us. It means believing that He is always with us, guiding us, and working all things together for our good. When we trust in the Lord, we can have assurance that He will never allow us to be put to shame or embarrassed. He will always come through for us and provide for our needs in ways that we may not expect. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We have special prayer intentions going out today for Jeffrey as we continue to seek to help him overcome his woes in life. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And in Jesus' precious blood, by His name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of the poem comes from the study of Sirach 32. We're in verse 24 today. We have four stanzas of poem ongoing. It's titled, Yourself Preserved, Law Kept. In the midst of chaos and despair, there is a promise we can share. For those who keep the law of the Lord will find their souls preserved and restored. In a world filled with lies and deceit, the word of God is our retreat. For those who trust in the Lord above will never be put to shame or lose their love. Though trials and tribulations may come, we can stand firm in the face of the storm, for the one who follows the path of righteousness will find strength and courage in times of distress. So let us hold fast to the word of the Lord and trust in his promises evermore. For those who keep the law and trust in his name will find peace and salvation, free from shame. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's April 12, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Let's close in Jesus' name at 7-Eleven. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Special prayer intentions today in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.